Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When the criminal government from Illinois to Texas pulls you over and tries to take blood from you without a warrant, they claim they're doing it for the prevailing interest of the state. The state means the criminal foreign corporations that own our governments. And they've had the United States in emergency restructuring under asset forfeiture since 1933, so they're just squeezing their animals. They call us human resources, and under international treaty, we are sold as chattel slaves. We're referred to as property of the state. And they're just now, they've got us trained to how to be, look for handouts, how to be cowardly, how to be weak, how to have our rights violated, how to squeal in fear. We are the land of the coward, the home of the slaves, from land of the free, home of the brave. From the country of Smedley Butler and Chuck Yeager and all the things personified by the image of somebody like John Wayne. We're the opposite. Not all of us are, but we're in a sea of weak cowards who have no idea they're going to the slaughter, or thug-like little weaklings who love power. Huge armies of parasites propagandizing and feeding on us. And all over the nation, every school year, it starts up in July, goes through August, into the first days of school. There'll be announcements all over Austin radio, all over Austin TV. I'll see hundreds of newscasts online, every TV station in the country. We'll say, it's the law. No shots. You go to jail. Officers are getting tough on those that endanger the rest of the community. Of course, if the vaccines are supposedly protecting all of you that take it, why are you endangered by us not taking it? See, that's another lie. You see, you can get into all the statistics. Actually, disease went up after vaccines. It went down with hygiene and indoor plumbing. And then it actually went back up some. It's the same graph in the entire Western world. The graph is almost identical. But forget graphs and facts and stuff. Just roll your sleeves up. Enjoy all the autism and cancer. And, of course, it's admitted that most of the cancers that are viral are from vaccines. That's actually admitted in government reports and everything. But, you know, just like I told you, mercury was causing most of the autism, and now it's totally admitted. You know, just don't listen to me. Go ahead, roll your sleeve up. You know, I'm a weirdo. I get upset by the fact that they're injecting us with cancer viruses, and I yell and scream to try to wake you up. I'm bad. Don't listen to me. You know, I make everything up. I'm anti-American. I'm scum because I don't want to lose our country and our sovereignty and our currency and our name and our future. I'm not a good globalist. I'm bad. I mean, think about this. The government's saying, we'll medicate your water with sodium fluoride, and they admit they do, and they say it's forced medication, and we'll forcibly inject you, and we'll forcibly take your blood, and we'll forcibly do whatever we want, because this is a free country, and we're the government, and we know best. Meanwhile, the government's a bunch of psychopathic eugenicists on top saying they want to kill us, and in government reports saying they wanted to poison the vaccines, and then lo and behold, they've done it. And I have all the documentation, and now they're saying that you will be arrested if this passes, and that they will come and arrest you if all women from 5 years of age to 18 will have to have this. They're going to get all the sexually transmitted, quote, vaccines, all these other dangerous experimental vaccines. They're saying all the kids, even if you don't go to public school, and they're going to, you watch, cops, if they pass this, are going to come, and they are going to forcibly shoot you up. God. And I'm sorry for the cops, because there's going to be shootouts. Watch. I'm going to leave you.
Mm. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is a clip of some kid, I would guess, is about 16, 17. This is about par for the course. I see these every week. He's got a bunch of other clips saying torture's good, police state's good, it's pro-America. We got to do it to fight Al-Qaeda. He goes on to say that I'm absolute scum of the earth, traitor, that I hate America, that I'm making money off 9/11. I'm not the one that's the Bin Ladens that made $3 billion in the first 6 months after 9/11 with Carlyle Group. I'm not the one like Giuliani that's made over $80 million on it now. I'm not the defense contractors who wrote policy papers saying they needed wars for trillions of no-bid contracts in oil. So it's just absolute, like I don't have my political view. Like, I can't write a book or make a film about my view. So they always, it's just idiotic arguments. And just how I'm America-hating scum. This person, of course, means well. They're just so ignorant and have no idea what's happening. Now, one video is just titled Alex Jones. He's got another one titled Waterboarding. I'll play the waterboarding one.
In today's gospel, we will be talking about the torture technique known as waterboarding. I believe that we all know what waterboarding is, but for those at home who don't, it's when a prisoner is held down.
Here, stop now. See, Rumsfeld came out and said they were torturing. The news said they were torturing when they'd all scared us a few months after the attack and people kind of got sold on it. But your bosses, the people you love, Bush and the rest of these big government pimps who are destroying our country, just like the Democrats are, don't you dare call me a liberal, in your false little paradigm, they say it isn't torture. But wait a minute, you're saying it is torture, all officially. You know, I got a feeling bad stuff's going to happen to this guy in his life with the system. And then he'll wake up. Then he'll find out it isn't like a movie, we're the good guys, everybody else is the bad guys. In fact, usually it was, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Some were good, some were bad. Now we are the bad guys instead of just being like everybody else. So because we've been sold by the bad guys on evil. So to start him over. You know, he's saying it's torture, but your bosses say it isn't torture. Go ahead.
In today's gospel, we will be talking about the torture technique known as waterboarding. I believe that we all know what waterboarding is, but for those at home who don't, it's when a prisoner is held down and gallons of water is forced down their throats in order to extract information. This is usually used as an interrogation technique during a time of war.
All right, stop right there. Hey, punk, if you forced gallons down somebody's throat, their stomach would explode, and that is a form of Chinese torture, and they would die. So, number one, get that right. Number two, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, all of them told the troops, never torture anyone. It's totally anti-liberty and freedom and despicable, and it gives you bad information. Torture's only good if you want false confessions for propaganda. Remember, other countries, the North Koreans, the North Vietnamese, would torture, the Soviets would torture, the Nazis would torture, but they all did it secretly. Only our criminal government would admit it. So see, you're on the side of history with all the bad guys. You're young, you haven't been through anything yet, I bet you haven't even gone through boot camp yet. You look like you're just, I guarantee this kid's ROTC. And then most of these little soft types that get into it end up washing out. When they first really get screamed at or slapped upside the head, he'll probably poop all over himself. Go ahead and go to this coward.
And recent controversy has occurred of the U.S. military doing this to terrorist suspects at the terrorist camp at Guantanamo Bay. We as a nation need to fight terrorism by any means necessary, and waterboarding, to me, is probably one of the simplest and probably less painful and techniques there is. It simulates drowning. It isn't drowning. Terrorists, when one of our guys...
Stop him. Stop the idiot. The way the media introduced waterboarding is the field manual waterboarding. Putting a rag over the face and the nose and the mouth, pouring water over it so you can't breathe, and you are beginning to asphyxiate. If you keep doing it, they would die. So you are doing it. The way they do it in a laboratory or a facility is you're put on a sliding gurney and your head is slid up to your shoulders. And then you suck in water and they pull it out. If you see the Bourne ultimatum, or you see Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson, or, you know, better yet, you want to see waterboarding? Go rent the movie. It was sent to me. I'd read about it. The Battle of Algiers, which won a bunch of awards. It's the military that saw it. Some people saw it and said it looked like what actually happened. It was so well done. People seeing it thought it was reality. They thought it was a documentary. But it shows waterboarding in that. And it's the good old sticking your head in a big old cistern of water, drowning somebody. So get that straight too, punk. Go back to him.
Terrorists, when one of our guys is captured in Iraq or Afghanistan by the terrorists, God only knows what they do to them. It could include electrocution, disembowelment, or anything else, cutting off fingers, toes, anything. And yet,
let's stop right there. No, foreign countries and enemies rarely did that because they knew it escalated the violence continuum. You see, once they torture us, we then might do that to them. Now you've green-lighted it, we've lost the high ground, and every expert agrees this is going to increase torture worldwide. Wrong again, punk. Back to him.
Believe that terrorists are humane enough that they should be treated as such. Terrorists are not soldiers. They're anarchists and they're gangsters. The Geneva Convention says that to be protected under its law of treatment of POWs in war, they have to have a name, rank, and serial number, and have to be part of an official military and wear the official uniform.
All right, I'm going to play more of this later. Yeah, and in those same White House memos directed by Bush, it says torture two-year-olds with pliers by ripping their genitals off. So you need to go listen to John Hewitt, the CFR, being questioned and agreeing that they can do that. You need to face the torture of children. Because once you do, any means necessary, that's what John Yoo said, and Alberto Gonzalez said, and yes, sir, they did rape children in front of their parents. That finally came out in the paper. I couldn't believe it. I hardly ever see anything good in the Austin American Statesman. And here it was, Sunday, June 1st, Insight section, filmmaker Errol Morris, I'm going to get him on, the Abu Ghraib photos concealed as much as they revealed and helped cover up the larger truth. And that's right. CBS, we know, leaked those through the government on purpose, the government through them, to minimize, because they knew the Army report was coming out that said raping women, raping children, Jeffrey Dahmer's raping people with acid. I can't even say the other stuff on air. I mean, it gets worse. Let me tell you something. Torturing children's genitals with pliers is evil. I don't care what you say, you piece of trash. All of you, the Attorney General, all of them are the scum of earth. General Mukasey won't say that waterboarding is torture. Attorney General. Go to when he's threatening me, and later I'll talk more about this. When he's saying how horrible I am and screaming and cussing at me, we edited that part out. Listen to this. This little self-righteous nobody who knows nothing and whose aid to these gangsters and thugs that run our government is helping destroy the name of this country and is dishonoring the police and military's uniforms forever. You have dishonored me as an American. I cry during the Star Spangled Banner. You have destroyed my country. Weak scum like you have destroyed the country that had the greatest name in the world. We'll never get it back, you piece of filth. Just play it.
When you're in the business that I am, being in politics, there are some people that you want to talk about, some you don't want to talk about, and then there are the other days where there are people that you hope you never have to talk about. And in today's lecture, one of the most disgusting and most despicable human beings alive, by far, radio talk show host Alex Jones. He's best known for his conspiracy theorism and way, way far out there views on pretty much everything when it comes to anything. He's best known for his 9/11 conspiracy theories, and those people who believe that 9/11 was a conspiracy, to me, are probably the scum of the earth. They are probably the biggest scum of the earth. A tapeworm's life is worth more compared to them, in my opinion. But today I think it's best that we examine Alex Jones, who he really is and who his people are. And one of his less known but very confirmed theories is that the Columbine High School shooters, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, and more recently the Virginia Tech shooter, Chosung Wei, were all under government mind control. He truly does believe that those three shooters were under government mind control, and yet he never gives any reason why. Yet he is.
Stop right there. We're going to go to Professor Jones after this quick break. That is totally false. We have broken down. A lot of police and others have gone over the evidence. We've done 3-, 4-, 5-hour programs on Columbine. And I've said the jury's out, but a lot of evidence points towards it in Blacksburg. And we have government programs like Operation Northwoods that says stage mass shootings and then blame patsies. And the Russians have now been caught, it's mainstream news, staging the Beslan massacre. Do I need to explain to you how they staged that in the theater massacre? Do I need to explain it to a little boy like you? Play the rest of it.
Yet he has his own talk show, his own radio talk show in his hometown of Austin, Texas. But then one day on 9/11, when all that had to happen, that was his Christmas. That was his day where he could talk.
Stay right there. I was on more radio stations before 9/11 than I am now. I lost a bunch of my radio stations when I went on air day one and said it was an inside job. So don't flip it around and say I got my fame off of 9/11. More lies, more disinfo, more innuendo by a... I mean, you just look at this guy. He is weakness personified. Weakness trying to act strong. I'm going to play more of it later. He starts calling me Phil Scum, all this stuff. And, oh, it's just, there's nothing more pathetic than someone trying to act manly. And thinking, saying torture and secret arrest and our lives don't matter. You don't know what we've gone through to tell the truth, you little punk. Shame on you. You cowardly, weak chicken neck.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anders from Midas, June 2nd, 2008. Gold, $892.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $918.51, $452.45 for half, $226.23 for quarter. That's $918.51, $452.45, and $226.23. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hoods Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hoods Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hoods Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
A published physicist, made some of very famous discoveries. He's seen as a top physicist, and he saw two buildings turn into powdered dust and metal cut off and blown in little pieces, and he saw another building fall in a perfect controlled demolition and the countdown by the police and everybody and firemen. They were told that the government was going to blow it up, and he's gotten samples and tested it. His theory was it would be thermite that could cut through and have explosive power that fast. And sure enough, they got samples, multiple samples, and that's exactly what it is, the exact signature. And we know they did it, and he's now gotten his information published and peer-reviewed. Prestigious journals, engineers have had it as well. And NIST keeps saying they can't say why Building 7 fell. They admit they're looking at bombs. And we are now joined by Professor Stephen Jones. And thanks for coming on, my friend.
Great to be with you again, Alex. I'm pleased to be with you. I just hope my little cell phone in this rural community out here in the sticks will work fine. We've moved away from the earthquake zone in Utah and out into a small farming community. So we're pretty happy to be out here. But my phone service yet is still not the greatest. So I'm just hoping this will last for us.
Well, we're happy to have you out there. You got the floor. Tell us what you want to talk about in the 35 minutes we've got.
Yeah, let me start with a peer-reviewed paper. It was peer-reviewed by three reviewers, and it's 14 points. Let's see, what's the rest of it? 14 agreement with official government reports on the World Trade Center destruction. And what we did there, I am an author, a first author, you see, with four other authors. You'll know some of these, Kevin Ryan, James Gourley, Tony Zambodi, a mechanical engineer, Frank Legge, an Australia PhD chemist. So what we did is we have, of course, been reading the official government reports on the World Trade Center destruction, and we found areas where they're basically admitting that they're having trouble with the fire-based explanation, fire and damage-based explanation. For example, with World Trade Center 7, and that's the one that caught my attention 3 years ago, you know, when I finally woke up, when a friend nudged me, a couple friends, and I saw World Trade Center 7 come down. Anyway, that's our first point, and there you don't even have the NIST report yet. That's the National Institute of Standards and Technology. It keeps being delayed and promised. I think it's promised again for this month. If I remember, that was late last year. It was supposed to be out again, and they delayed it till this month. Well, we'll see. But, of course, they know we're watching very carefully with what they come up with. Anyway, so we go back to the FEMA report on World Trade Center 7, and there we read that after FEMA tries to explain the collapse of this skyscraper, 47-story skyscraper, on September 11th, then FEMA admits, quote, our best hypothesis has only a low probability of occurrence. Well, who can disagree with that? You know, this is a fire-based hypothesis, and, you know, we just haven't seen skyscrapers come completely down like that ever before or after. So they admit that their fire-based hypothesis is weak, a low probability of occurrence, and so we agree with that. Another example in the paper is the pancaking theory, which was promoted by FEMA, actually, in this case. This is the pancaking floors for the destruction. And Popular Mechanics, very famous or infamous, depending on how you look at it, article. They promoted, of course, this same pancaking theory, as did ANOVA program, the pancaking floor theory of collapse. Then we get to NIST and their lengthy analysis of the collapse. They rule out the pancaking theory, and they say this is not correct, and they go through, and of course we agree with NIST. This is the final report then on the towers collapse, and we agree that the pancaking theory needs to be discarded, thrown out. It's not valid. And NIST also talks about the fact that the towers fell in essentially free fall. We agree with that. Of course, they don't explain how that can happen, you know. We do. With controlled demolition, you find essentially free fall for buildings. But they have trouble with that. But at least we agree on the observation that the buildings came down essentially in free fall.
Professor Jones, stay there. Back in 3 quick minutes. Let's walk through your peer-reviewed report that's really upsetting the establishment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is William Lewis, and if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years, 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am, and wondering, what else have they done, and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change, while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again,
PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, the vaunted InfoWars.com that's exploded from, remember, 15,000 on Alexa now to 5,000 and something. Well, that's bigger than WorldNet Daily now. Is database driven. That means it's got all sorts of scripts running in the back, so you can post articles. You can got membership pages for free with your own pages, and it's got postings and articles, and where you can post comments. And we've got some database error thing going, and we got people working around the clock on that. Infowars.com is down, but that's why I have all these auxiliary sites that have the same info, and on every site it'll have some of its own unique info each day. TruthNews.us as well, so that we have redundancy. But our main capital ship is out of the fight right now in dry dock. Been down for 4 hours, but I'm told it'll be up soon. And that's why we need things like the money bomb we just had that raised a lot of money. I want to thank all of you. I'm going to talk. Got so many guests on today, but near the end of the show today, I will. spend some time on that, or maybe even go into overdrive to do that. But we're talking to Professor Stephen Jones, award-winning physicist who has got done a peer-reviewed report with other top researchers and scientists from their own fields and professionals. There's some other peer-reviewed reports coming out now. And the so-called debunkers who've been caught lying every step of the way, I mean, here's one thing they'll do. They'll say just everything they say is a lie or a twist, but they'll say NORAD never intercepted one aircraft in the year before 9/11 except Payne Stewart. And then you go pull Reuters up, and you see the same major who's their spokesman, who they're quoting in Popular Mechanics, but you actually go look at the article, he says we had 167 intercepts in that same year. Where the planes, F-16s, were sent up. I mean, any pilot out there knows that all the time, pilots that get off course flying around the storm, who fly over a military base or controlled area, they launch F-16s on you, they direct you down, they threaten to arrest you. Sometimes they do. They just lie and say, and I called in with Megs, the head of the father of yellow journalism, Hearst Publishing, also on History Channel that did the hit piece on us, very deceptive. And, you know, filmed me for days and days and days and finally got me saying, you know, one thing halfway wrong and put that in there, of course. I mean, that's what they do. I called in when he was on another Genesis show and I said, what about this? And he said, I'm not going to debate you. I'm not going to respond to that because they can't, because I know they're a pack of liars. I know what they do. But the general public doesn't. But they kept moving the goalposts. They said, you don't have any scientists or physicists or engineers. And then we gave them hundreds, now thousands. Well, you don't have peer-reviewed journals. Well, those aren't prestigious. Well, now they're in prestigious ones. But and then the government says they don't know why Building 7 fell. Professor Stephen Jones, continue. Walk through your report. Walk through the findings. Tell us about the other esteemed researchers and scientists that you worked with on this and what it shows us. I mean, this really is a scientific gauntlet. They're still saying the world is flat, but I guess, like, was it Copernicus that said, no, it's really round, and or Galileo that said it went around the sun instead of vice versa? And I mean, they're going to lose this now because they have decided to have a false scientific battle with physics, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much evidence now, Alex, and that's, I think, so important from my point of view as a scientist to establish the hard physical evidence. I also think the lack of air defenses that day, there's a great deal of evidence that goes along with that. Of course, Secretary Mineta's testimony, that's evidence.
He's now been interviewed three times to confirm that Dick Cheney is lying and that he was in there at 9:10, not 9:40-something, like he said, in control and ordering the stand down. Three separate times he said, no, my testimony was correct. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. These are very important points. And, you know, I, early on, well, I think the first time we met back in, was Chicago. June? Oh, it was 2 years ago, Alex, that we met the first time.
It was right around this time, early June 2006.
Wasn't that? That was quite an evening we had. That was a lot of fun. But, you know, I and others called for an impeachment of Richard Cheney, and, boy, I think we need it in spades. Now there's so much evidence that has built up, not just 9/11, but certainly that's the foundation for a lot of these problems, but the lying about the war in Iraq and so on.
By the way, we may have Scott McClellan tomorrow on the show, folks. I got another special guest, but we'll see what's going to happen. Go ahead.
Well, that'd be great. Now, Scott has come out, too. You see, there's another one that people say, well, why don't these insiders blab? Well, they are blabbing. It's just as soon as they do.
O'Neill said months before 9/11, they had all the oil field maps and said, now we need an attack.
Right. Yeah, Paul O'Neill, you know, he stood up to, remember Dick Cheney said, deficits don't matter. And Paul O'Neill, Secretary of the Treasury at the time, said, well, they certainly do matter. And he was fired. By whom? Well, by Dick Cheney. This is Paul O'Neill standing up for the truth. Yeah, and so there are insiders that are standing up and that give us this evidence. Now, we also have the evidence from the desk, getting back to that 14-point paper for a minute. We do talk about thermite in the paper, point number 14, if I recall. And there we mention some of the evidence, and there's also another point. Remember the flowing orange flowing material that comes out of the South Tower in large quantities just before its collapse.
Oh, well, let me stop you. There's disinfo people showing the photo of the big grappling arm pulling up steel, and it's white hot. And if you look, you can see it dripping, but they show a small picture and claim that that's not molten. The thermal imaging from government aircraft, the eyewitnesses, the firefighters, and what we see coming out of the sides of the building all admit molten.
Right.
What do you say to
right.
those that say you're lying, there's no molten steel, when the government admits there was molten steel?
See, that's the thing about this paper. The government admits, in particular, this orange flowing material, and they're having a hard time explaining it. They finally admitted it's not aluminum, which is something that I've been saying for a long time.
But the debunkers lie and say that you're lying and that there's no molten metal, knowing most people won't read government reports.
Yeah. So that's why, see, Alex, I think it's a good strategy that we came up with to talk about areas where we agree with the government. I mean, so what are they going to say? Well, NIST says there's orange flowing material. I can see that quoted in this paper. But NIST is wrong. Well, actually, what I have seen the debunkers say is, oh, I wish NIST hadn't said that, you know. But, I mean, there are areas where the truth comes out through NIST. There's some white hats, as I would call them, obviously, at NIST, and the facts do come out. They admitted it's not aluminum. They admitted it's orange flowing material. They just haven't got an explanation. Well, we do. To get that orange flowing material, I did an experiment with thermate, in this case, thermite plus sulfur. I call that thermate. It's fairly standard usage. And sure enough, it flows. I showed that, poured it out. Actually, had my friend pour it out while I was videotaping. Wes poured it out, this orange flowing molten iron plus sulfur. And it's got some aluminum in there because of the reaction. Anyways, you pour that out. It's still molten at the orange hot temperature and mimics that, matches that which we see at the South Tower. So that's in this 14-point paper briefly, and that refers back to the original 9/11 paper I did. And so, you know, we're referencing back. There's another area there with thermite. There was an emission by NIST. Because we've been talking about this, that they have not looked for the residues of these materials, thermate or other explosives either. Quite an admission. An investigative reporter back in, well, it's New Hampshire, and what was her name? Jennifer Abel called up the spokesman there, Newman, and said, and this is in the 14 points paper, the little interview, which she published in her newspaper back in New Hampshire. Anyway. She called it Newman, and she said, well, why didn't you look for these explosive residues and thermite residues? I mean, after all, the NFPA 921 code calls for looking for thermite, in particular, residues, and whenever there's a crime scene with fire. And this is something I've been saying in my talks, and she picked up on that and called NIST. And so NIST spokesman responds, well, if it's not there, then, you know, why look? And she didn't let that go. She said, now, wait a minute. How do you know it's not there if you don't even look in the first place? And he just gave her this answer. He says, well, if it's not there, you're wasting your time. You know? And it's just such an obvious evasion. It's almost funny, except that, of course, so many lives depend on these people doing their job.
Well, I'm not trying to toot your horn, but at every stage from your hypothesis right through, everything has been proven exactly as the hypothesis stated. This is like a textbook case of science and the laws of science playing out, and now it's getting exponential with the scientists and others and people in government and defense ministers and you know, Japanese parliament looking at your evidence. It's all there. Then you add to that firemen and police saying, get back, they're going to bring it down, they're going to blow it up. I remember on the radio that day, ABC and CBS radio, I'm driving in the car going to pick a pizza up. So I've been on air all day. I took an hour off to go get a pizza. And I heard him say, well, the government may bring down Building 7. I mean, they may control demolition. And everybody else heard that. And then BBC reported that it fell exactly as it officially fell later, 25 minutes before
right.
it fell. I mean, this is insane. And then people say we're liars about government-sponsored terror, but then we have all these declassified admissions. Now Chicago yeah. Tribune admits Israel attacked the Liberty premeditatedly to try to blame it on Egypt. Now it's admitted they staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. Now it's admitted yeah. they did all these other terror attacks. I mean, that's admitted. And then
right.
still we're weirdos to look at this when they're blowing buildings up right in front of us.
Yeah, it's really something else. But, you know, we are making progress. I've noticed a sea change around Salt Lake City, where we've moved distance. But there was an article that came out May 3rd in the Deseret News, which is the big newspaper, one of the big newspapers in Salt Lake. And this article referred to this 14-point paper. Our peer-reviewed letter that's been published. Anyway, it's a very nice article, actually, in Deseret News. And then, of course, there were comments, over 400 comments. And, you know, most of those, as I read through them, were positive and saying, yeah, look, this evidence is piling up. It's consistent with controlled demolition using thermite, perhaps other cutter charges as well. And so that there's been a change of attitude, and it's just palpable in the comments and as I go around giving talks and so on. I'll say yesterday I went to church, and I missed Sunday school totally because there's so many people trying to talk to me in the hall, you know. Just had a great time, but I just totally ended up missing Sunday school. People wanted to talk to me about 9/11, and you know, every one of those was supportive. I talked later to a fellow who was, you know, kind of on the fence, but I gave him a copy of the peer-reviewed paper, the 14 points paper. It's in the Open Civil Engineering Journal, and he was quite surprised, frankly. That
yeah, again, Civil Engineering Journal. They had to review. That's very prestigious. Explain what this means for those that aren't in the scientific or engineering community. Explain what peer-reviewed means and go over the 14 points as quickly as possible.
Well, yeah, we've hit a number of those points, Alex. We can cover a couple more if you want, but I'm hoping people actually read the paper. I've had comments, you don't have to be a physicist or a rocket scientist or a civil engineer to read the paper. But now, peer-reviewed, it's important that people understand that. What it means is submit a paper to a technical journal like this one. They send it out to anonymous reviewers. And on that point, I've published over 50 peer-reviewed papers, and having anonymous reviewers is part of the peer review system. You can imagine if, in other words, you know, these guys are free now to say, well, this is what's wrong with the paper, or this is what I like about the paper. They're totally free because they're anonymous. And yet I had a comment this morning, someone saying, well, was this really peer reviewed? If it was, give me the names of the peer reviewers. I don't know the name. You asked me about my Scientific American article. I don't know the names of the
peer-reviewed. Yeah, that's not how peer-reviewed works, dummies.
Right. Yeah, hello. It's anonymous.
you don't want scientists having grudges with each other. It's like a secret jury.
Well, it is. And it's the system since about Isaac Newton, and it works very well in many cases. There are some problems with it, of course. But
the point is, it's a respected journal,
yeah.
It's peer-reviewed, it's certified, and them attacking it is just trying to confuse dumb people. That's CENTCOM
right.
guaranteed. Please continue.
Yeah. Well, and another point, you know, I go to some of these, one debunking site in particular, to see what they would say. Now, you'd think they would respond to the 14 points. Point number one, World Trade Center 7. Well, here's our point number two. Impact of the jets did not knock down, you know, was not expected to knock down the towers. Well, but they didn't. Instead, they attacked me personally, and they attacked the journal for strange reasons. I mean, and then this latest one this morning, well, unless you can tell me the names of the peer reviewers, it's not peer reviewed. That's just people who don't understand the system. I mean, we had three reviews on this one, Alex, three peer reviews, reports that came to us, and two of them, I can tell you, were favorable right off the bat. The third one was delayed, but, you know, that's part of the system, and finally he also agreed. So usually in a peer review situation with technical papers, in my experience, about 50 papers or plus, there are two reviewers. In this case, the journal assigned three, and I think that there is wise because, again, where it's a controversial topic, you add another reviewer. So it was peer reviewed, and we're just pleased as punch to get it out there.
Yeah, tell us what the reviewer said, and we'll tell them where they can go and read the peer reviews, where they can go and read the original paper. It's not going to work. And for those of you that are covering up the attacks, you make yourselves accomplices out of the fact. I know a lot of you in the military didn't take part in this. I don't know why you're going along with the cover-up.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Vincent Bugliosi, he's the guy that tried the Manson family. He's even an establishment guy on the Kennedy assassination. Very respected prosecutor. He says Bush and his whole cabinet should be arrested for treason, for murder. By the way, there's several major medical journals that say it's over a million dead Iraqis in the last 5.5 years. It's more like 3 million total. I mean, Madeleine Albright in 97 was asked about 700,000 dead kids, and she said, yeah, we've killed that many. It's a good price to pay. And it's come out that they wanted to paint up airplanes and shoot them down or get them shot down. And that was on paper. People need to grow up and stop being so childlike. Professor Jones, forgetting the fake debunkers who we know are on the payroll, many of them. Well, we know Hearst Publishing is, with all their dishonesty. The fathers of, you know, they told the painter Remington, you supply the pictures, I'll supply the war for the Spanish-American War, another staged terror event, the Maine now admitted. But going back here, with the time we have left with you, give out the website to read the peer-reviewed report you did, and what other colleagues, what other scientists are saying now that they're seeing this.
Okay, yeah. Let me start. I have a letter, an email, just, was it Saturday, I guess, from a professor, University of Hawaii. I worked with him on a study a number of years back involving volcanoes, of all things, and it's a long story. But anyway, great guy, and he wrote to me and he said he'd heard a little about what I was doing, and he's suspicious also, and he wants to read the paper. So I sent him the URL. Now, the URL is kind of long for this civil engineering journal, so I would point people to journalof911studies.com, and then they can link to the paper. It's right at the top, the Civil Engineering Journal. I invite you to have it. You probably do. But anyway, link to that Civil Engineering Journal. You can go
on. Oh, yeah, we've written articles about it. Kurt Nimmo has.
Good.
And at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But yes, everybody should read this. Don't believe us. I mean, you know, it's like I say, go read the Bill of Rights and then ask yourself if the government's following them. You know, go read it. Actually read it. I've read it several times. I've read parts of it here on air. Go ahead.
Let me emphasize one thing, Alex. I know we're running out of time. We do have some other papers in the peer review process, our little research group. And I'm working with people from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, too, you know, great people there. So let me say that expect more of these papers to come out peer-reviewed. We have, I'll go ahead, and James Gurley has one that's been accepted and fine paper.
Hold on, I can hold you over 5 more minutes if you can do it, because I want to finish talking about this and we're about to break. It's a one-minute break, Dr. Jones. But okay. Now, you just sound like you broke that here. You said I can go ahead and say this. Is that a breaking news?
I hope he doesn't mind it. But I'm not going to say which journal, because that would not be...
But that's okay. You know, tell us about him. Tell us what he's doing.
James Gurley is a chemical engineer. That's his training. And he also has a degree, I think, but jurisprudence. And so he's just a very sharp young man. He lives... probably not too far from you, Alex. I don't know. But he lives down close to you somewhere. And I met him when I was in Austin. When was that? Was that last year? I guess so.
Last April.
Yeah.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear more about these other peer-reviewed studies that are going forward to be peer-reviewed right now. And it's just going to happen more and more. Scientific study, scientific method. The terrorists are in trouble. Look, you killed 3,000 of us. What do you expect us to do? We can't buy your lies anymore. It gets us killed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.